Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Wednesday night, Saints Block Party podcast preview pod time. Preseason football preview pod. We already here?
Football back, babe.
Thank y'all so much for joining us on a Wednesday night. We have the live stream going on YouTube. If you are watching this on YouTube, please like and subscribe.
Please.
I'm not the begging type, but like all I'll say is that YouTube has a plethora of analytics and data points. And I'm just saying, there's a lot of people that come in and they watch, but they don't subscribe. So if you're watching this on YouTube,
reload.
Please subscribe. Please turn on those notification buttons. If you're watching this on Twitter, we're live streaming on Twitter. Please hop in the YouTube stream, whatever. We are back. Got my uncle in the chat, our uncle Ed in the chat, Tyler, Jim, D, Mark, Dante, Tony. Like, that's when you know it's football time. Like, football is around the corner. Got it. RG, our dude Adam said, y'all always live when I'm at work closing. I be locking this on YouTube whenever I can. Appreciate you, Adam. Hopefully, I'll see some of y'all in Fullerton tomorrow. I will be there. I will be there. Supporting our dudes, Ross Jackson, supporting our dudes, John Hendricks. I reached out to a plethora of our listeners, because this is the thing. At the end of the day, like, it's competition, but it should be fun, right? And so I reached out to a lot of our listeners and people who support us and sent them the flyer to be out there in Fullerton from 5 to 8. And, you know, being at the live show, I'm not going to go in wearing any Saints Block Party podcast. That would be in poor taste. I'm going to go and support people like dudes who have come on our podcast, you know, Ross, John, just doing the grind, man. Good dudes. So, we got a lot to talk about on this podcast. So we're going to talk about the Cardinals game, first preseason game in Arizona at 5 Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central time on Saturday. I won't be able to host the Zoom because me and Jay, we're going to go see Atlantis Morris and Atlantis Morris set and just get our, and we're going to probably have to leave a little early, but I'm going to be in the Zoom. I can't host a Zoom. I'll be in the Zoom. I'll make sure. Like, I will be there no matter what. we got to recap Spencer Rattler, Monday that he had. Yesterday was the day off for the Saints. Today they were back at it. And then the big, big, big news, shout out to, speaking of John Hendricks, shout out to big John Hendricks for dropping this Hendricks bomb last night. Ooh. Meeting with Justin Simmons, free agent safety, happening tonight. It's funny though, because when I'm assuming he's flying into California. See, if the Saints organization front office liked us, I would have told him, hey, if you and Irvine take Justin Simmons to Puesto, like I could guarantee the deal would be. But see, they don't.
Puesto tacos, boy.
You get Justin Simmons a filet mignon taco, he would sign on the dot tonight. Oh, no one listens to me. No one listens to me. Before we jump into it, though, just something that just was on my radar, man. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of ground to cover. I should have gotten the water. How do the Saints, as an organization, have the GM, general manager of the team, comes out? Oh, I know Dante. I know they listen. I know they listen. They got, bro. Speaking of like and subscribe, bro, I know there is someone who works in the Saints organization got a phony YouTube account that subscribes to our YouTube, bro. I guarantee it. Mark said they took Justin Simmons to TGI Fridays. So how do you have the GM of the team come out and give a reason for partly why training camp isn't open to the fans in Southern California and Irvine is they did not expect there to be a lot of fans there because they're not home. And then weeks later, your social media team is putting out a video with them having I don't know if they've made it seem like they just found the only Saints fan in Irvine or wherever it was, bruh. And then you had John this year. And the point I was making is how contradictory it was. Like, you give this reason why fans can't be there, but then you happen to find a fan where the training camp is.
With a Saints flag on their house.
Oh, I don't see it. I don't see what the correlation is. Excuse me?
What are we doing here, bro? What are we doing? And like, he just kept going back and forth. He was doing the, you know, the typical Twitter thing where it's like, you know, I don't see what you're talking about. You just, but do you, bro? It's like, stop it, man. Like, what are you doing, man? Like we Saints fans, bro. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Y'all acting like we some, like, rival fans trolling or something like that. We are fans trying to figure out why our team, who we support with money, time, stress,
energy,
sweat, like, energy, anxiety, everything, why are they not engaging with us properly? We seeing a deficiency in the market system. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out to our dude Noah. I'm glad when it doesn't come from me, because I feel like when it comes from me, it's just like, oh, this here's this guy from the Saints Block Party podcast just picking on us again. They don't use the A though. They don't. You know, Mickey ain't dropping that A though, nigga. Here's this nigger. But shout out to Noah for just like eloquently just giving exactly where we were coming from. And it wasn't coming from me. And he said, my family's from Louisiana. We moved to California. Like, I would have loved
like plenty of people, like plenty. Every goddamn person in Louisiana got family in California. Everybody. I got like 50 cousins out there in LA area. 50.
I don't see what the correlation is. All right, bro. All right. Cool. Like, if you, like, it just rubbed me the wrong way, just in the sense of, like, it's such a direct contradiction to what the GM said literally a few weeks ago, bro. Like, it just feels more like a slap in the face. But anyway, that aside, talk about that for hours on end.
Just a side note, I just love when Greg, you know, Greg was down at camp last, what, Friday?
It was Friday, Greg Rosenthal.
And he was on the Saints podcast, like the official team Saints podcast. I forgot who he interviewed with, the young lady that runs the host. But he just made sure to bring up, like, yeah, it's just kind of weird. No fans being here, you know, in that Greg voice. Kind of weird. No fans being here. It's just kind of quiet. It's like, love Greg, bro. Greg, there's no way. That's our dude, bro.
That's our dude. Before we get into, like, the big news with Justin Simmons, I want to go back to Monday. Let's go back to Monday. Jake Haener had the procedure, skin cancer, got taken care of. You know, he went and took care of that. Hope everything's good for Jake Haener and all that. But the story that came from Monday was number 18.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Rattler.
Mm-hmm.
We have been talking about this since he got drafted. And you brought up a great point, even before recently, of just saying, had he been a second round pick, a third round pick, and not that label of fifth round pick, it would feel like he would be talked in a different way. Of like, instead of him pushing for quarterback two, it's like, could he take the job from Derek Carr? Going back to Ross Jackson, he put out an episode, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday, kind of saying like Spencer Rattler should be quarterback two. Sounds like on Monday he put on a show. We saw the deep bomb that he threw. I on Twitter, I was like, just juxtapose this throw and just line it up next to that Derek Carr throw when, you know, he brought Alante back in it for it being underthrown.
Just in stride.
Four, like you said, bro, 40 to 50 air yards just in a bucket. If you have watched the Giants Hard Knocks during the offseason, our dude Luke made a great point in just saying, like, you see how quickly and how easy the yes man mentality comes in those meetings. Like, it was obvious, and it's like you can just put the Saints players in those exact roles and it would be almost identical.
Yep.
However, when you see this, and you've seen the growth from him as a player from rookie minicamp to now, I know Clint Kubiak, I know Dave Ziegler, maybe even Jeff Ireland, like, y'all. It's the one thing that has been given, like, this hope. Could be misguided, but hope nonetheless for a Saints fan base of maybe he just might be all right, right? He might be okay. But even okay feels like that would be like, like we would take okay as a rookie as opposed to okay for like an 11-year veteran.
Right. Exactly. And like you said, it's hope, man. It's just hope for the future. Like the Saints, this team is not built for the future right now. It is not.
Nope.
It's not set for a trajectory of, you know, future success. So we, like Saints fans, are just looking for that glimmer of hope, man. You know, that Luke Skywalker, you know what I'm saying? Just that, excuse me. That's all they're looking for, man. And, you know, it's like, I think somebody said it perfectly, like kind of when the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. You know, and, you know, like, dude looked kind of good. Nobody was really expecting the Eagles to get rid of Carson Wentz around that time.
Right.
But, you know, they drafted Hurts. They're like, okay, that's weird. They drafted Hurts. And then, you know, he's looking, comes in, pops in during the season. He's like, oh, this dude got a little talent. You know what I'm saying? But he was a second-round pick, so.
Right.
It was like, okay, people can see that. Fifth-round pick is kind of like, ah, okay, guys competing to be a, you know, number two backup, blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, man, let's just all be honest here. You know what I'm saying? This dude competing to be the future. You know what I'm saying?
Future.
And that means starting this year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that means, because you don't know how the season's going to go. Of course they're going to start Derek Carr. Of course his job's not in jeopardy right now. But this is when the seeds start getting planted in the GM and in the assistant GM and in the scouts and the assistant quarterback coach. And this is when those seeds get planted, man. And they just start sprouting up. Look, we got to see. We got to see it as we're going to get into the preseason game. We got to see it in games. None of this stuff, man, all the training camp stuff is nice to talk about, but he got to show stuff in games to continue to plant those seeds. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And our dude Brock worded it like it was like a realistic point of view. It's like, it's great that he's great, looking great in practice against the Saints defense, but you know, we'll have more quote unquote answers going against different defenses, against different players 100%.
And he's going against twos and threes right now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of players are injured right now. So you can only – all we take it away is, like, look at the arm, though. Like, we're looking at the talent, the raw talent, the arm talent, undeniable. You tweeted the Greg Cosell interview we had earlier this year. He tweeted that out today where he talked glowingly about Spencer Rattler and the talent he has. That's all we're talking about here. It's the talent. We know talent is only like 40% of being a good quarterback. All the other stuff to come to play. How hard he works, how hard he studies, you know, constant consistency, building that into, you know, reading defenses, understanding the offenses, timing, anticipation, da-da-da-da-da. We know all that could completely derail him from being, you know, an actual good quarterback. And we don't know if he has any of that yet. But we just looking at the talent, and it's exciting. Ain't that okay? Is it okay for us to be excited?
You think of all teams in the NFL, this should be something that they should be marketing the fuck out of. Like, get behind this quarterback. Like, I don't, and I know what some of it is. It's weird. It's very weird, the dynamic that Derek Carr and his family has over the Saints organization, where they feel to some degree that they have to do things and move a certain way as to not offend or not hurt his feelings. And I'm not bullshitting on any of that. And if that's how you have to approach your starting quarterback, you already fucked as an organization. You already messed up as a football team. I get it, right? Like, quarterbacks, they different. You got to handle them a little different. But if you got to, like, tiptoe around eggshells, and then you already lost.
Well, at least be good.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Drew Brees, you know, you got to do some extra things to make sure Drew Brees happy. Completely understandable. That's a franchise bona fide elite quarterback. Yep. We understand. But for Derek Carr? Carr, we got to tiptoe for him? Like, come on, man. Please. Stop it. No. Stop. Like, stop. What are we doing, man? Like, he's not, like I heard on another podcast, I'm not going to say the podcast, but they were like, you know, they were just basically saying, look, Derek Carr is, you know, his job is nowhere near. He's not in jeopardy. He's solidified, stamped. Like, he's looked great in camp. Like,
he's looked great in camp? He's saying this nigga looked great in camp.
He's 100%. Like, I'm just like, what are we, like, no, it's, I don't care how he's looking in camp, and I don't, like, the team should not be viewing Derek Carr as just this unmovable, you know, unshakable position. Like, as much as teams love to preach competition, like, he should be in competition for his job, period. Derek Carr did not show anything to where he shouldn't be in competition.
Like, listen, at all. The crazy thing, they're walking this, they want to walk this tightrope where I can probably safely say a good bit of the front office knows that Derek Carr is not the answer. He's not the dude.
No question.
We know that when they tried to trade up for Michael Penix. I would just find it hard to believe that Clint Kubiak, who just came from the Niners, who just saw what a quarterback, whether Mr. Irrelevant or not, like when a player can play, right? We can. You know, agree to that. I know when he's formulating his game plan offensively, he like, all right, now with Derek Carr, I could do this with offense, but with Spencer Rattler, you know what's a thing, right? And it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out. It's the one thing that, and I want to get to a point that Mark made. He said growing pains with a rookie and then put like six greater than signs is much greater than stuck in neutral with a mid veteran. And here's something that we are talking about the future. If the season at some point starts to not look great, here's what the Saints have to do them for themselves for a long-term standpoint is that you need to know to the best of your ability what you have in Spencer Rattler this year. This year. Because if they go out and end up getting a top 10 pick, top 6 pick, whatever it is, that's a different conversation that if Spencer Rattler plays this season and you see some glimmers, some hope, you might be drafting, I don't know, Will Johnson. You might be drafting a completely different position and maybe feel like, I don't need to go get a quarterback in the top 6 of the draft and looks in a quarterback class that looks like a pretty weak quarterback class. We can at least hold on with Spencer Rattler and address another position, another need. You can't answer that question unless you see it from him as a player in person this season. That's why it's so fascinating to see how it plays out.
Exactly. And that's just the fact. Like that's what would a smart organization would do it. Now, would the Saints do it? I don't have a lot of belief in it, but I don't know. It depends.
I would be super fascinated to see how much pull Clint Kubiak has.
It really would be interesting. Will he make that back hallway journey up the stairs and talk to Loomis behind DA or go talk to Gale? No,
Clint would do it like he like, let me get Dave with me because Dave can't stand this nigga either. Dave bench this nigga.
Let's go as a
united front, bro.
Can't do it. And things work out. Sometimes injuries happen. I don't wish an injury on the car or anything like that. But sometimes things just happen. And we'll see. And look, we're ahead of ourselves. Like I said, we got to see how he does in the preseason and all that stuff. And look, Jake Hayden is still there and he's playing well. So none of this is a knock on Jake Hayden. He's doing, the dude just had surgery Monday and was back out there taking majority of the second
Wednesday
team reps today. Like, come on, the dude, the soldier, he wants it. You know, he wants it badly. So I'm all for the competition. That's all I'm saying. Let it be honest competition is all I'm saying. For all the spots. Just be honest competition and don't give nobody a job just because their contract is big or just because you want to protect his feelings and all that stuff. Nah, man. Y'all the ones preaching competition constantly. Let that be across the board equally for everybody.
Truly. Let me catch up on the chat real quick. Shout out to Eddie. Dante says it's so strange because they won't get behind Rattler because the organization has not been quiet and not committing to Carr beyond the season. It is. Like, I'm not gonna say that on the podcast, but I'll say this. It would not shock me at all if Derek Carr has a meh Derek Carr season that he just might be cut. Or and made like a post June 1st cut come next June. Wouldn't shock me in the least. Let's see what else. Jim said another OT or defensive end. At least the defensive ends in like this, if they pick in top 6, like at least the defensive ends in this upcoming draft class are like studs. Tony said we're gonna find out if Carr syncs it up. Yes. Mark said I'd also argue Rattler's mobility can be beneficial if the run game isn't good this year. Yes. Adam said, if Rattler can be the future, you snag maybe a Will Campbell at a left tackle and Uwaga at right tackle. There's your future. Oh, man. They drafted a fucking OT in top 6, bro.
Oh. Again, bro. I'm gonna lie, brother. The Saints low-key need a weapon, bro. High-key, honestly. Like, they need – I love Chris Olave, but, man, I was talking about it with my dude on Twitter. Like, bro, this team still need juice. And look, juice. We were screaming for it in this past draft. We wanted Bowers. That couldn't happen.
They wanted, one fucking pick away, bro. One pick away, right?
Team still need juice, man. It's – I don't care where it's at. Like, running back, wide receiver, tight end, anything, just a weapon, like a juicy weapon that somebody that, you know, when defense coordinators meet with the team on Wednesday, they got this guy circled. Like, we got to take this guy out the game.
And this really happened to like that. I'm going to give you an example of a player that's not like that, but, like, at this point, I would take it. Like, I said this way early in the offseason, and I don't know how available he is now, but I know at some point it was. Like, can we go get a Dawson Knox, bro? Can we get a Dawson Knox? Can we, please? Like, I haven't seen enough of, like, Hoker or whatever, and I'm not trying to say, but, like, give Buffalo a fourth-round pick for Dawson Knox. Would they say no?
I'm getting to the point where I was against Renfro, but now I'm like, shit, Hunter Renfro.
Can we get Hunter? Can we get Hunter?
Hunter Renfro in this?
Can we at least have Hunter, like, shave his head before he leaves? Like, him and Foskey need to go to the barber, just be like, hey, like, go in together as a team and just say, we got to let it go, bro. We got to let it go. Yes, team does need juice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, Wolf.
What up?
I'm looking at you, man, and looking like you getting slimmer, man. And I'm noticing that I'm dropping some pounds. And the last time we did this Vertimax ad, we were a little heavier in our lives. And we can safely say that Vertimax is where you need to be to help improve your athletic performance.
No question, man. And look, if you know about Vertimax, you've seen guys like Alvin Kamara jump out the building. How do you think he does that? That's because of Vertimax. Drew Brees, the athleticism he's shown, shaking Falcons players, diving in the end zone. Ooh. It's Vertimax. So, I mean, Vertimax.com, you definitely should check that out, folks, because it's helping everybody.
With Vertimax, at Vertimax.com, you have the V8 platform, you have the Raptors. They're designed to enhance physical jump, agility, and power. It helps create more athleticism and gives you a foundation to be great at what you want to do. Go check it out. At Vertimax.com, the V8s, the Vertimax Raptor, Vertimax.com. Check it out. What else? I'm gonna hold off. Well, getting back to the whole juice thing. Let me circle back. Part of the reason why they need juice, and talking about injuries a little bit, Kendre Miller has not practiced at all since training camp is over.
So it's the first snap, or the first play, the first
not
day.
Not a snap, Ryan. Not a snap. This nigga did not make it. It wasn't team. This was not team. This wasn't 707. This wasn't 1-on-1s. This nigga pulled a hammy during warm-ups, bro.
During warm-ups, which was supposed to be the ramp-up period. Like, hey, let's take it easy on players the first day because you got to ramp it up. This man blew his hammy on a ramp-up.
Again, I'm not laughing that he hurt himself, but it's just
a situation.
Like, oh man, it was on our radar so much after he got drafted how much shit he was talking about taking AK spot, bro. Like the running back room looks gross. Receivers behind Olave, Shaheed is looking. I'm glad AT Perry.
Shaheed's hurt. Mason Tipton, who was, you know, trying to make the team, pulled his hammy today.
Hammy.
It's like, I mean, we'll get the poor man's Puka. Are we going to need him? Like, we might actually need him now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Might have a chance of making the team. Anyway, and I listen. Everyone says that the Saints should have drafted Spears instead. And hindsight, yeah, they should have. I just go back to, you can't use injury as a reason why you don't draft one player and then draft another player with almost worse injury, like a worse injury history. Like, Spears don't have cartilage in his knees, but like his injury history at Tulane was for the most part pretty like not a concern. Kendre had injury issues all throughout his time at TCU.
Right. And another elephant in the room is, you know, you paid Jamal Williams pretty nice coin last year.
$4 million.
And it's like, you know, did you have to do that? Did we have to do that? You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of poor pro scouting on whoever decided that, you know.
It was.
Like, I can't even call it pro scouting because he had a good season
Detroit. He did.
But it just didn't work out, you know.
And now, like, it feels like they bro, you read those training camp reports, and like, it's like Jamal Williams gets stuffed to get Jamal Williams and stuff.
Man, when they had him at kick return on a little depth chart they put on, I was like, what the hell?
Preseason, Cardinals. Adam said, Taysom quietly becoming the most important weapon on the offense. Olave and A. Carrigota desperately need help.
Taysom been a weapon, man. What you talking about?
And they've still been wanting to get rid of Taysom for like the last 2 seasons. They keep trying to bring Taysom replacements and nobody works, bro.
It happened. Just say it happened.
Our dude G came up with a really good concept when we were talking about the Cardinals preseason game. Part of me like is upset that Lattimore is banged up still, because even if it was just like a series or two, man, just seeing him against Marvin Harrison Jr., if MHJ plays, would just been worth the price of admission alone. But shout out to our dude G, the Chocobo Chasers podcast. Make sure you listen to that, best video game podcast there is. Who are three players? And I want to do this exercise and let's not copy the same players. Three players that you want to see more from. Like, you like, ooh, like I want to see more from this player, more like in a positive way. And then three players that we need to see more from. Like, I need to see more. So whichever one you want to start with, I'll let you start. But us not repeating the same player. So we have to have six different players.
Okay, who I want to see more? I'll go with the orgy kid, the linebacker. More orgies. More orgy. I want to see him, man. Because you know, just been hearing that he's been popping in camp. You know, I just want to see if it's real. You know, and linebackers get to shine in preseason. Probably going to play a good bit of snaps. So I just want to see how he does, because, I mean, the Saints potentially could, because they went into this offseason with linebacker depth being like an issue, and potentially they could have like a nice linebacker group that's pretty deep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. DeMarco Jackson.
DeMarco Jackson, he's been looking good.
Jalen Fulbert, who got banged up himself. It could be definitely a strength. I'm going to go with a guy that's caught my eye, even just dating back to doing the data analysis for the draft, is Christian Boyd. It was just one of those things. Like, he's just been on my radar when I did that exercise of like, he's a completely do not meets, but they brought him in. And I just had a feeling like, you want to justify why you would draft someone that typically just doesn't meet your prototype. And if you just put on his film at Western or Northwestern, man was dominant, like dominant.
And immovable.
And that seems to have carried over even like in short bursts. So if the defensive line is obviously a concern, if he could just be like for a fifth rounder, just be disruptive and just give you some quality snaps. And like, that's who I'm looking forward to see, Christian Boyd.
Absolutely. Who else do I want to see?
You want to go with one, or you want to flip it to need to see?
Oh, need to see? Oh, I mean, Captain Obvious here is Trevor Penning. I just want to see it. I want to see how he does in the game. I want to see his growth. I want to see him at right tackle, how he does. We will quickly see if he's improved from last season. Quickly.
Yes. Yes.
Whether he proves or not, we will quickly see, because, you know, the issues he was having last year were very noticeable.
Yeah.
I want to see, you know, can he get his hands on the guy? He's a huge dude. Once he gets his hands on you,
it's over.
It's over. But I want to see his hands. I want to see his feet. I don't know any pass rushers on the Cardinals. I can't name anybody. I don't know if they got anybody good. But I don't care. Like, just stop him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just,
It doesn't matter. Don't matter.
Don't matter. Just stop him. I want to see Trevor Pittman. I want to come away from that game feeling like, okay, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
Okay. Fair enough. One person I need to see, I'm going to go a little off radar. I need to see it from Groupie, bro.
Ooh.
It's just been this thing that's on my radar. It's just his, like, he started off training camp pretty well, you know, in his making field goals, and then last couple of days the consistency's been a little off, and it's just something where when you miss the kicks that he missed last season, and they were all like very, like, the kicks that he missed, like, were like bad misses and like very important. Mm-hmm. Training camp's almost over, bro. Like, the season's around the corner, like in a month. So they'll probably do it where him and Charlie Smith are like alt, or may, I don't know. But I just want to, I need to see it. And I don't want, I need to see it from Groupie.
Yeah, and look, in preseason, there's a lot of situations that come up where, you know, you got to kick a field goal to win a game and stuff like that. So might get an opportunity.
I'm going to start working backwards, so I'm going to go my want to see. I want to see, this is good. I feel like I kind of started the fire, bruh. I'm going to take the obvious one. I want to see it from Spencer, bruh. To see it. Because if he, like, and I don't care if it's second string, third string, don't care. The agenda has been set, and if it's just like one, like if he go out there on Saturday and throw like a 50-yard bomb for a touchdown, bro, I don't care if it's 13 second team, like, and that bitch is like immaculate.
Mm.
Woo! Can tell me shit. Okay. Like, if that happens, I need the beat reporters asking, is there any possibility that Spencer Rattler could get some first team snaps?
Cat Terrell. Cat, I need you. They're going to kick out of California, bro. They're going to run home.
Get out of here, Catherine.
Yeah, I need it, man. Here's the thing. Like, honestly, I don't even need to see anything flashy from Spencer. Like, I just want to see him, like, execute the offense, be on time, you know, boring quarterback play. I wouldn't even mind that, but just boring and executing. Like, that would be awesome.
Refreshing, bro?
Yeah, refreshing. And look, that goes a long way with coaches. Like, they like the boring stuff. Like, that. You're just doing what the coaches ask you to do and following the playbook. Like, I just want to see some good. I just want them to look good, man. I really do. Like, that would just inject so much hope into this fan base, bro.
Lob 32 City says, this offense is a perfect fit for Rattler. There's a video of Carr and Rattler doing footwork drills for you, where you have to reset your feet, and it's clear as day, Rattler is more talented.
Clear, bro. And he's been working on his footwork. You can tell. It looks good.
Yes, it does. See, Who do you want to see?
I want to see Big Hulker, man. See Big Hulker in the game, man. Do something, bro. You need it. Tight end, and look, I mean, I'll be watching the clips from camp, and look, he moves good, man. Like, he looks like just a player. So I just want to see, you know, the quarterbacks go to him early. I think, you know, Spencer likes to go to him. Hayner likes to go to him. They work a lot together in the second and third team. Right. Gets a lot of work with Derek Carr. I want to see him get to work in his offense, man. See what he got.
Makes sense. Solid. So, one to see who or someone that you need to see. So, you went first, you went with.
I need to see A.T. Perry because, you know, D.A. called him out. He apparently had like a real good day at camp today. I've been watching him do the little one-on-ones and stuff like that. It's been up and down. You know, I've been having the theory that, you know, maybe he's just not a big practice player. Maybe he's a game time player because we saw the dude had like 12 catches last year and put up like some great yards and touchdowns just with like very limited time. He didn't start. He didn't even start being active until like late in the season, you know, after Mike Thomas got hurt. And even then, it took a while for them to really, you know, integrate him into the offense. And when he did, man, he was making plays. He made plays last preseason. So I just want to see him continue that because I kind of feel like his job is on the line. The only thing that's kind of keeping him good is everybody injured. Everybody injured, you know, and nobody really stepping up behind the top two. So I just want to see him step it up and be that big body weapon that they need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it, man. Because it goes back to your point, right? They need juice. And A.T. Perry in flashes showed the offense some juice last season. And I've said it about him too with no source or anything like that. I just said maybe he's just not a practice dude. Like he just might not practice well. But like when it's game time, like don't worry about it. I got you.
Yeah. Some players like that.
I'm going to throw out an obvious one in terms of need to see. I need to see Isaiah Foskey.
Mm. Where you at, bro?
I need to see Isaiah. Like at this point, you going in year two, you're going to probably be going against backup left tackles, backup right tackles, people who are going to be selling insurance soon in the, you know, second, third, fourth quarter of the preseason game. I need to see you dominate, bro. Like, all that stuff about how you looking in training camp, that's great, that's great. It was alarming last preseason when he played almost like a whole preseason game, bro. And it was looking dope.
They were rough. They kept him out there, bro. You can tell they kept him out there. Like, bro, you need to do something, boy. Like, he couldn't get nothing going, bro. I was like, nothing. Jesus.
Man was pulling the R, killing fight for my life out here, bro. Like, it was bad.
So, yes.
I'm not saying that it is even going to translate or equate to success in the regular season, but can you show me in the preseason? Can you show me against the Cardinals that you have, I don't know, the sand is the sand workouts has helped. I got to see it. I need to see it.
Please.
So my third one. So I went with Rattler. I went with Christian Boyd. I went with both rookies. One, I'm gonna go with Alante. I don't know how much he's gonna play. I don't know when he does play. I don't know if he's gonna have him on the outside. They're gonna have him on the inside. Hopefully, they just have him on the inside, and not doing that flip-flop stuff. But I gave him his props in terms of just how. Sounds like a great of a training camp he's had. And I feel like that maturity has happened with him. It just feels like it has. So I just want him to go out and, you know, I don't know how much he might play, but in the time that he's in the game, I want to see him dominate. Like, I want to see him dominate. I would be like, even if we got a couple of snaps with him against Marvin Harrison Jr., give me.
Hell yeah. Where I'm at with it.
You give me your next want and then your third.
Okay. I want to see Kool-Aid. I want to see just how he, you know, kind of low key, he's been, you know, riding the second team a lot. And even when you watch him in the one on ones, he's like right there. Like he's always right there in his pocket.
Close.
I just kind of want to see him be a little more disruptive on the passes because. They complete a lot against him, but you can tell he's right there. So it's like he just has to make that next step into like affecting the passes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to see how he performs. and to see if he's ready to, you know, ready to hit the ground running, because they might need him. I have no idea, like, how long Lattimore is going to be out. He's been out there in street clothes, like, so not even working out on the side or nothing like that. So who knows with that.
Jim said if Alante and Marshawn are healthy and dialed in this year, look out. We're going to talk, we kind of save him for the Justin Simmons things for the end. Like, it, this, the, I'll just say this and we'll expand on the Justin Simmons thing. Just real quick. We have 42 concurrent viewers on right now. Appreciate y'all. The defense has a chance to be top five-ish if they add Justin Simmons, because the secondary, if healthy, hashtag on paper. Yes, please hit that like button. You would have, in theory, Marshawn on the outside, Paulson and Debo on the outside. In the slot, you'd have Alante. And then however they want to do it in terms of the safeties, I don't know who would play free. I don't know who would play strong, but potentially Honey Badger Turan and Justin Simmons and a Kool-Aid just chilling. Man. A secondary like that, in theory, helps your pass rush get better.
Oh, yeah. No question. And potentially you have a pass rush that's improving with guys like Chase Young, you know.
So anyway, sorry, we'll get to. So give me your last want and your last need.
Well, I gave you my want. My want was Kool-Aid. My need to see. I don't know if it qualifies as a need to see, but I want and need to see Chase Young. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen him in the practice clips and stuff like that, but I want to see how he looks on the field. I don't know if he's going to play. I assume he will get some, you know, just get a couple snaps in. I want him to be healthy. I just want to see how he look. I want to see how he look that black and gold on, man.
It's kind of a funny underrated thing, right? Where, like, and I get it, man. Like, it's free agency and it happens, but the fact that like a very recent number two overall pick is going to be playing for the Saints, and there's still a lot of. Like, if the Saints have lucked out and have gotten, like, the best version of Chase Young, was he went, he got the neck surgery, he's healthy now. Like, maybe the healthiest he's ever been in a couple of years.
That'd be crazy.
If that happens, I need the extension done by midseason. Don't, like, if he got, like, if he started the season and was getting, like, a sack a game, bro.
Fine, let's get it done. Get it done.
My last need to see. So I went with Groupie. I went with Bosky. My last need to see. This is going to be a nebulous one. I need to see. Like, it's not going to even be a player, bro. I need to see what's going on at left guard.
All right. Who?
Sauce of Verde and Lucas Panther? I don't know. I don't think the Saints know right now, bro.
They don't. I guarantee you the Saints don't know right now. We have no idea who's playing left guard.
No clue. And this is where we find out, right?
Put him in the hearse. Can you come back?
Please. I messed around and was just playing around on Twitter earlier. And a year ago, I was just talking about James Hurst was like reliable dick for the Saints offensive line. We didn't need that. Shit looking real limp right now. That's all I'm gonna say. Catching up with the chat real quick. Rattler's mobility may be his biggest strength if the offensive line ends up being ass. Yes. Lob 32 City says need to see Foskey because Peyton Turner is going to get hurt again, bro. Go get hurt again, bro. Toe is already acting up. He came back
already swollen.
I would have lost that bet, but another bet would be do Peyton Turner last through the preseason without getting nicked up? We'll see. Renee, 44 watching now, so I know somebody from the Carr family up in this bitch. I can almost guarantee it. Renee, need Foskey to be someone that can be trusted to take more than two snaps a game. The success of the defense will come down. This is Jim. Will come down to the defensive tackle position over a health. Dante was saying the that's a good one.
I'm just glad that he came back. Like he was ended up for a little bit with the knee and came back. And then this was a good over under that Eddie just said. Chase Young over under 10.5 sacks. Feeling a little hopeful tonight, Ryan. I think they might get the best version. I'm going
over 10.
Might be just 11.
I'm going over.
Oh man, that'll be huge. That'd be huge if they can get 11 out of him. I'm going to go over two, bro.
Scott said, who that playing left guard? We don't know.
Back in the day, like, can he play safety?
Can he play safety, bro?
Can he play left guard?
That's a throwback. Hey,
throwback. Yeah, man. But...
I'm excited for preseason, even though I'm going to be watching on my phone. And so just so you know, if you're a Patreon, we are going to have the Zoom up and running. So all of us can watch the game together. It's the Zooms are back, period. The Zooms are running. And then Ryan and I will do the recap pod of the Cardinals game on Sunday, time to be TBA. Just give everyone that heads up. So we're going to end this episode. Let's see what Adam said. Adam said, interested to see if DA and the staff take these preseason snaps and reps seriously in terms of developing chemistry with the starting offense. The Chiefs and Andy Reid sure seem to value it. Yeah. It felt
the only problem is half the starters hurt right now. That's the only problem.
Right.
So just got to do what you got, you know?
So in this episode, we got 30 concurrent viewers on right now. So thank y'all for sticking in and watching and just vibing with us and supporting us. We're going to end this with the big news that came out last night from the dude, John Hendricks, free agent safety, formerly of the Broncos, Justin Simmons, I'm assuming Irvine as of right now for a visit with the Saints. Listening to DA's presser, it seems like Justin Simmons had in the past, he said it was after the draft, had reached out to the Saints expressing he was interested in them. They were interested in him. And then basically to cut it short, I guess what Simmons' asking price was at the time was not something that the Saints were remotely interested in. And as the season got closer, it seems like maybe that price has gotten down to a point where maybe both sides are okay.
No team was interested.
That's true. News came out of nowhere. The point I'll start with, and it's a point that DA made when in his presser, is he pretty much said, opposite of Teron, we are not set on a guy. They're not set on a guy. That to me spoke volumes about how the team currently feels about Jordan Howden.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I mean, he was kind of in and out last year. I don't know if they were 100% on board with him last year and got hurt this year. Just came back. Honestly, it's been one of the big holes on the team, you know. But we just kind of assume, they're just going to roll with a guy they got and kind of figure it out, you know, Abrams, Will Harris, and all these guys. But if they see a potential fit for, you know, Simmons, who I think would really upgrade the defense, I mean, you got a solid secondary. Then you get Simmons in there, bro.
Top 10 in the league.
top three in the league, and then you mess around and get something out your defensive line, you know, then you're talking like, man, maybe you got a top eight defense. You know what I'm saying? A top eight defense that's feisty. And look, like Greg Rosenthal interviewed Tyrann Mathieu, and he Greg talked about how he just noticed the attitude of the defense and, you know, just how feisty they were and stuff like that. So, look, man, like, Saints need it. Like, they're going to need the defense to be good, because offensively we don't know how long it's going to take for them to get in the groove with a new offense, dealing with Derek Carr and all that stuff. So they might need the defense to be, like, really good, you know? So, I mean, I would love to move. We'll see. Like, they're supposedly having dinner and stuff like that. Jocena Anderson tweeted a couple of hours ago that they're having dinner. They're doing the whole, you know, trying to woo each other and all that stuff. It'll come down to money at the end of the day. Saints don't have a ton of cap, but they got enough cap space to make it work. It would just be interesting, the type of deal would it be like a one-year thing? Would it be a longer-term deal? I don't know. But DA been kind of all right with closing deals on guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll give him that. Like, when it comes to closing deals, he's been pretty good at getting that done, you know, with players. So, you know, Chase Young, Derek Carr.
That wasn't DA, that was just they just upped that contract. That's all that was.
Close the deal. Like, I don't know. You know, they get it done. So, we'll see, man. That'll be pretty exciting. It was good just looking at the Saints timeline today. Just the timeline on Twitter. Everybody talking Saints. I'm a little excited. I'm like, look at my Saints fans getting a little excited.
It started on Monday, though. After the regular practice, bro. Like, gotta. I feel like I can talk about, like, drop this is that. And who knows if it comes. There's a chance that if they want to sign Simmons, that for that to happen, because right now they have $14 million in cap space, but that number would change as the regular season approaches, because as the regular season approaches, that number would change because of the top 55 player, whatever. I've heard that maybe in order for them to sign Simmons, there has to be some type of resolution regarding Alvin Kamara's contract. So it could be like a double win, where if they want to sign Simmons, that they have to extend AK to lower his cap number for this season. So then they are able to sign Justin Simmons. So it could be a win-win. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
We'll see.
Okay.
But like I was saying in the Discord, you know, mate, what if things work out, man? You know?
Oh, can you go back and read your what ifs, bro? Just read the list.
I'm not about to look for that, but I was just saying, just what if, like because us as fans, we have our theories about the season, we have our, you know, what we think is going to happen, but we don't know, man. We don't know, you know. So what if, and every now and then, good things do happen, you know. You know, what if DA changes? What if he?
Okay. I'll read them. So you said, but what if DA learns from his mistakes and has a team prepare week to week to beat good teams? We get the best of Derek Carr, solid and consistent, no pissing off teammates. Chris Olave takes the next step and is legit wide receiver one. AK has a resurgence behind a retooled O-line. Clint Kubiak cooks up great red zone plays and running game is top 10. The defense is a top 8 unit. The defensive line is ferocious with Chase Young. And some young players finding life with Justin Simmons being an enforcer against big plays. And Rizzy has the special teams humming. Rupi has a clutch year, and we're even able to get some returns going with the new rules. What if?
That shouldn't happen. But we don't know, bro. We don't know. Like, what if? Like, what if that happened? That'd be fun, man. Like, that'd be fun, bro.
It'd be fun as a fan. It'd be fun for a podcast, because everyone wants to listen to recap podcasts when the team's winning. Everybody do, bro. Everybody does.
And everybody sleep on the Saints. Like, nobody believe in the Saints right now. Nobody. Not even the Saints fans believe in the Saints. So that'd be...
There's some people in the Saints organization that don't believe in the Saints
Crystal Love.
But what if, bro? Like, let's just leave it there, right? We're recording this on a Wednesday night. Two and a half-ish days before their first preseason game. Eddie the Don, any chance of Ayuk? Absolutely not. Ayuk doesn't want... He declined going to the Patriots because of a rookie quarterback in Jerod Mayo. Ayuk going to want to play? No. There's
no way. Just go ahead and stay with the 49ers, bro. Like, I know the contract probably not what he wants, but I'm sure it's, like, good.
$26 million a year, bro.
It's like, bro, you're going to make the money. You're going to be competing for championships, bro. Like, just go and take the contract. I never knocked nobody for getting their money. I'm just saying, like, you got they set up a trade offer for you with two teams, and – it ain't happening. Like, it's like either the money ain't there, the picks ain't there. It's like either that be ready to wait.
No, it's not. The teams that have shown interest, the Browns and the Patriots, he just doesn't want to go there. Like, then this is one of those things. Unfortunately, nigga, you're not a free agent right now. Like,
not a free agent, bro. Like, you know, just wait till you're a free agent then and just go play the season and see what happens. Like, damn.
He wants to go to either Washington. Or
the Steelers, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And the Steelers were interested, but they got to give up money and picks. Like, that's just a tall order right now.
Not only money, but pay him over probably $30 million a year.
Right, $30 million a year type money, which he's good. He's good. He's a really good player. But then you just like, is he $30 million a year good?
You squint, ooh.
Yeah, you start squinting, I don't know.
I'll ask this. So DJ Moore got his extension. He's getting, 27.5 mil a year. Mm-hmm. Is there a drastic difference between DJ Moore and Brian Ayuk, as players? A drastic difference?
I don't think so. DJ Moore been good for a while, you know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. So, and plus, it's like, man, if I could get $26 million a year and be on a Super Bowl contender, as opposed to maybe getting $31 million a year and catching passes from Jaden Daniels or Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. I don't know. It's fascinating. All the dynamics of it is very, very, very fascinating. But we appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. This is our first preseason or first preview pod. Feels good to have a preview pod. It's been forever. It feels a long time since we had one. So, we've definitely seen that when football around the corner, the buzz and the hype, our listens and downloads of our downloads and listens on Apple was 130% more than it was last month. Yeah. And we also see it in the YouTube and everything. So just thank y'all for all the support. Our dude Jim says, any predictions? Ooh, preseason. This is just impossible to predict preseason, bro.
The Saints lose. The Saints will lose the game, but we'll come out happy. We'll leave the game feeling happy.
I'll love that. Whatever that means. Also, we didn't talk about this from the needs and wants, but I want to see Marvin Harrison Jr. because it sounds like he has been absolutely tearing it up.
I don't know if Kyler will play. But I also feel like he's kind of slept on this year. It's like Kyler.
A little bit. Yes.
Kyler, I agree with slept that. On. Like, I know he's been injured and he had this kind of ups and downs, but that boy still has some talent now. I thought that head coach Gannon, I thought he got a little, got a lot out the team that I didn't think he would last season. So,
right.
I just, whatever that means, I just find it interesting.
We'll see. Yeah. It'll be fun to watch the game on Saturday. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We'll be back on Sunday. Don't know the time yet, but our recap pod, that will be, again, a live stream. So we're going to be live stream. We're going to live stream it, talking about what happened in the game against the Cardinals on Saturday. So make sure you tune into that on Sunday when we got the time figured out. We'll see. We'll try to maybe do it earlier to get more engagement, but we'll just see on timelines and frames and all that. Appreciate y'all for joining us. We will be back Sunday. Saints football is back. If you are in SoCal, Fullerton, tomorrow, 5 to 8, supporting the Second and Saints podcast with John Hendricks and Ross Jackson. Also, just a quick shout out to No Cap, No Saints, and Brian for the shout out to Ryan and I that they did today. Much love. We appreciate y'all.
Appreciate that, man.
With that, we love y'all. Appreciate that. Appreciate y'all. With that, we're out.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.